So anyway, I thought for our project we could do a similar study, but investigate whether it really was the writing activity that had that result.
OK, so we could ask them to do a writing task about something completely different, something more factual, like a general knowledge topic.
Maybe. Or we could have half the students doing a writing task and half doing something else, like an oral task.
Or even half do the same writing task as in the original research and half do a factual writing task. Then we'd see if it really is the topic that made the difference or something else.
That's it. Good. So, at our meeting with the supervisor on Monday, we can tell him we've decided on our project. We should have our aims ready by then. I suppose we need to read the original study. The article's just a summary.
And there was another article I read by Smolinski. It was about her research on how women and men perform in mixed teams in class, compared with single-sex teams and on their own.
Let me guess. The women were better at teamwork.
That's what I expected. But actually, the men and the women got the same results, whether they were working in teams or on their own. But I guess it's not that relevant to us.
What worries me, anyway, is how we're going to get everything done in the time.
We'll be okay now we know what we're doing. Though I'm not clear how we assess whether the students in our experiment actually make any progress or not.
No, we may need some advice on that. The main thing's to make sure we have the right size sample, not too big or too small.
That shouldn't be difficult. Right, what do we need to do next? We could have a look at the timetable for the science classes, or perhaps we should just make an appointment to see one of the science professors. That'd be better.
Great. And we could even get to observe one of the classes.
What for?
Well, OK, maybe let's just go with your idea. Right, well, I think that's everything for now.